Priesthood Perspectives, Aaronic Priesthood Service, from the Presiding Bishopric and Young Women General Presidency. Wilford Woodruff, 4th President of the Church, testified of the importance of the Aaronic Priesthood. It does not make any difference whether a man is a priest or an apostle, if he magnifies his calling. A priest holds the key of the ministering of angels. Never in my life as an apostle, as a 70, or as an elder, have I ever had more of the protection of the Lord than while holding the office as a priest. The Lord revealed to me by visions, by revelations, and by the Holy Spirit many things that lay before me. The Discourses of Wilford Woodruff, page 300. Under the bishop's direction, holders of the Aaronic Priesthood represent the Savior by fulfilling temporal and spiritual responsibilities. Deacons pass the sacrament, collect fast offerings, provide service to members needing assistance, serve as the bishop's messenger during sacrament meeting and on other occasions, and help care for the meeting house. In some areas of the world, young men also serve in their communities through weekday scouting activities. Teachers retain all duties of deacons. In addition, they prepare the sacrament and ensure that enough bread and water are available. With experienced companions, they also serve as home teachers. In this assignment, they serve as active participants, watching over and caring for members to whom they are assigned, making appointments, sharing gospel messages, offering prayers, and rendering service. Priests retain all the duties of deacons and teachers. In addition, they bless the sacrament, perform baptisms, and when called upon to do so by the bishop, may ordain other priests, teachers, and deacons. Bishops and branch presidents serve as president of the Aaronic Priesthood in the ward or branch. They help Aaronic Priesthood holders learn the value of the home, family, and priesthood quorum by encouraging participation in quorum instruction, quorum activities, scouting where applicable, and service opportunities. The bishop's counselors, quorum advisors, and other young men leaders assist the bishop in these responsibilities. Why home teaching? From the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. At the Waters of Mormon, Alma declared that those who seek baptism into the church are willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light, yea, and are willing to mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9. There has never been a time in the history of the church when this kind of watch care is more needed. Home teaching is a program inspired by the Lord through which priesthood holders render the service. The scriptural foundation of home teaching is the Lord's commandment for priesthood holders to watch over the church always and be with and strengthen them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 53. Through home teaching, priesthood holders watch over and strengthen all Latter-day Saints, particularly those with special needs, such as widows, new converts, and families with less active members. Home teachers are the church's first source of help to church members. They offer help when members are unemployed, ill, moving, or have other pressing needs. They assist with spiritual, emotional, and physical challenges. They help parents teach their children to walk uprightly before the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 28. They warn, expound, exhort, and teach, and invite all to come unto Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. In monthly visits, they are to present the First Presidency's message, printed in the church magazines. Under the direction of the senior companion, an Aaronic priesthood holder may be invited to present the message. They include prayer in each visit. Young men holding the Aaronic priesthood are full participants with their senior companions, making appointments, sharing gospel messages, offering prayers, and rendering service. Priesthood leaders can strengthen home teaching in the ward or branch by 1. Making home teaching part of their first Sunday discussions. 2. Giving attention each month to specific assignments, such as who has and who has not been taught that month. 3. regularly discussing home teaching assignments in the Warder Branch Priesthood Executive Committee, and 4, conducting regular home teaching interviews. As we all focus on providing thoughtful, diligent, caring home teaching, we will magnify our priesthood callings and honor our baptismal covenants. End of the article, Priesthood Perspectives.